I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Bangladesh instability affects thousands. We'll hear how it's affecting gospel work. Then later, Jesus transforms native communities in the United States. That story coming your way in just a few moments. But first, Bangladesh is slowly lifting an internet blackout after crackdowns on riots and protesters killed nearly 200. It all started roughly 2 weeks ago when student protesters began demanding an end to a quota that reserves 30% of government jobs for relatives of freedom fighters. Greg Kelly with Unknown Nation says,
one of the greatest fears that the government would have would be a student movement. It's incredibly intimidating because they know the power of that and the substance of that. And that's what was happening. And so they began to negotiate to kind of ease some of these quota restrictions. So the good news is that things are moving in the right direction. The bad news is it just was very revealing of how unstable a country like Bangladesh is.
Along with the social unrest, Bangladesh is a Muslim-majority nation in deep spiritual darkness.
If the church around the world is looking at Bangladesh, they're going to find a country that is in great need of the gospel. I mean, you can't look at a country of 173 million people, top 10 population of countries in the world, less than 2% Christian, and not say, oh my goodness, where is the church at? Where are our missions efforts at?
Unknown Nations is reaching Bangladesh with biblical hope. Pray for the peace of Christ. Meanwhile, the paramilitary rapid support forces in Sudan have agreed to U.S.-mediated peace talks. The RSF and the Sudanese army will meet in Switzerland on August 14th to discuss a possible end to the conflict, one that has raged for over a year and displaced nearly 10 million people. Hunter Williamson with Themar LSESD says they're getting updates from Sudanese pastors on the collapse of law and order in Khartoum.
The fighters that are part of the forces that control certain areas, they are undisciplined. So maybe they act abusive towards the civilian population. Maybe they commit crimes, robbery.
Sudanese pastors are trying to encourage frightened believers and reach the lost for Christ, but it's hard. Themar LSESD's Arab Baptist Theological Seminary works to encourage Sudanese grads.
ABTS, through its alumni networks, they've been providing everything from financial support to Sudanese church leaders to just emotional and spiritual support, whether that just be picking up the phone and talking with a Sudanese friend that's affected by everything, praying with them, reading the word with them. While there is all of this destruction, all of this bloodshed, God is using all of this to bring people to him.
And just like in the created world, gospel seeds can blossom into generational growth. Using his garden as an example, Ron Hutchcraft of Hutchcraft Ministry says,
we have some beautiful flowers in our front yard. Karen's grandmother first planted those about 100 years ago. They moved to this state because of the Dust Bowl. She dug them up, brought them with her, replanted them. Grandma's been gone a long time, but the seeds she planted are still beautifying our life.
Just like Grandma's flowers, the hope of Christ shining through young Native believers is changing lives this summer. On Eagle's Wings, a division of Hutchcraft Ministries, equips Native believers to share their hope stories on U.S. reservations during the Summer of Hope Outreach.
Hope is just a word on the reservation. And hardly even a word. We can't change the awful past, but together I think we can change the future.
The Summer of Hope is nearing completion, but God isn't finished rescuing desperate people. Read the latest updates in the full story at missionnews.org and ask Jesus to give local disciple makers his strength and new zeal so the Summer of Hope can become an ongoing movement.
That's what I would ask people to pray for, that the beacon can be lit here that will spread the flame of Christ's hope across all of Native America and in First Nations in Canada.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. So join us here on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. You can also find us on Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.